God is interested, said the Lord Jesus Christ, in a manifestation of mercy. These men are hungry. Why shouldn't they be fed? Tradition should not stand in the way of the needs of men. And will you learn that very important lesson today? As I make further application, tradition is standing in the way of the meeting of needs of men, because for nearly 2,000 years, one tradition after another has been added to the plain teaching of the Word of God, so that the Word of God is practically obscured. And men are not getting the Word because tradition stands in the way. Recently I had an individual say to me, "How do you feel about teaching the Word?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Well, I mean, do you think that teaching the Word is better than an evangelistic appeal in every service?" I said, "As far as I am concerned, what we have been called to do is teach the Word. An evangelistic appeal does not have to be by itself. The Word is the greatest evangelistic force that I know anything about." And he said, "But people just don't do that." And immediately he let me know that tradition was standing in the way of the needs of men being met. And I went on to tell him that I have given my life to the ministry of the teaching of the Word, that the needs of men might be met. We must hurry on. I would like for you to notice with me very briefly now the second challenge to the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ over the Sabbath. We read the paragraph beginning with the 10th verse and going on through the 13th verse. We noticed that it was a challenge concerning his work. This was not something that he was saying, this was something that he was doing. We've emphasized to you that it was a deliberate trap set for the Lord Jesus Christ, because if he healed this man with the withered hand on the Sabbath day, he would not only be countenancing what his disciples had done, he would be doing it himself by the very work that he did. And this, in the minds of the Pharisees, would rule him out for any kind of leadership among the people. They thought, if we can get him to exercise the authority which he has talked about, we'll have another accusation against him. Because if you will look down at the 10th verse, "Behold, there was a man which had his hand withered," or I'm sorry, the 9th verse, "when he departed thence, he went into the synagogue, and behold, there was a man which had his hand withered." You would think that what happened in verse 9 happened immediately after verse 8. But when you look at these events in their chronological order, this is not so. It happened a week later. They had a whole week to set the trap. They said it. They presented this man with the withered hand, not in the cornfield this time, but in the synagogue. They planted the man in an area where the Lord Jesus Christ could not help but see him. And by their actions, they challenged him to action. How did he meet the challenge? He met the challenge, first of all, by placing things in their right perspective. He knew them. So he dealt with them on their own ground, if you will look at verse 11, when he said, "What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out?" He said, "Now, you men who are criticizing me, you men who are trying to trip me up, I want to ask you a question. That sheep last Sunday that fell into the ditch, what do you do about it?" Among the 39 restrictions which these Pharisees had laid down, one of them was related to the care of sheep which fell into a ditch on the Sabbath day. And the restriction that they had put down was that you can't do anything to get the sheep out. You can't even do anything to feed him. But if you do want to put some food in the ditch close enough to him to eat it, and he eats it, you're not to blame. But when it was their own sheep, They got around this silly law they had by slipping a rope underneath the sheep, pulling on each end across the ditch, and when the sheep got up to the level of the ditch, giving it a gentle shove so it would roll out. They didn't get the sheep out of the ditch. Jesus said they did. And he said, now tell me, which of you men who have a sheep in the ditch on the Sabbath day wouldn't get it out? And of course, there's no answer because there was no answer to give. Every one of them had done it. So in verse 12, he places things in their right perspective by saying, how much then is a man better than a sheep? Do you think you're no better than a sheep? You know. Let's put things in their right perspective. And then he made the announcement, wherefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath day. You ask me, am I going to heal this man? I certainly am. You have rescued sheep, and men are of greater value than sheep, and I am going to heal the man. And by his action, he declared his authority over the Sabbath day by saying to the man with the withered hand, stretch forth your arm. And you read in the text that it was healed, made whole, just like the other arm. And here is an interesting thing that sometimes we fail to notice in this miracle. He did not tell the man to stretch forth his hand and then heal it. This man's hand and arm was paralyzed. He could not have stretched it forth. But the healing processes were begun. In the words, stretch forth thy hand. And the stretching forth of the hand verified the healing power of Christ. The healing power of Christ verified that he was Lord of the Sabbath, as he declared, greater than the temple, a Christ of compassion, which is the real meaning of mercy. The Pharisees would challenge his authority over the Sabbath that they might condemn him. He turned it into a marvelous illustration of something that should bless our hearts today. He never sees a need without being touched. And he'll meet it regardless of what men think. And if you have a need today, don't continue to go hungry because of the misunderstanding of men. Don't continue to live half a man because of the lack of human understanding. Come to him who is Lord of the Sabbath, and he'll make you whole.